What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the morning for us to take our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The report from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health reports that there were no deaths due to COVID-19 for this Thursday. So there are 8,211 accumulated deaths in the country, with a fatality rate of 1%. The report also highlighted that there are 3,842 new infections, and in the last 24 hours a total of 17,541 tests were applied in the country, which is equivalent to a positivity rate of 22%. According to the Ministry of Health, in Panama there are 29,478 active cases, of which 29,239 are in isolation and 239 are hospitalized. Those who are in isolation are divided into 29,158 in their residence and 81 in the so-called hospital hotels. Meanwhile, those hospitalized are 204 in wards, and there are 35 in the intensive care units. With a new strategy, the coalition Unidos por Colón began this Thursday its 11th day of general strike. CUCO began this Thursday with a demonstration that started from 10th Street and Central Avenue until it reached 16th Street, where the entrance and exit of the city of Colón remain closed. While the march went by, some of its members beat pilots and also wore the style of the clothing of black ethnic groups and chanted slogans such as, "This fight does not belong to one. This fight belongs to everyone. The fight is fighting." And, "Down with the high cost of living, down with the price of fuel." In addition, carrying posters where they express the reasons for the strike that entered its 11th day, which keeps the public transport service paralyzed on 9 routes in the province of Colón. When the march went through the city, the coloneses from their balconies and premises also bashed onto the pilers in solidarity with the struggle that CUCO maintains. On this occasion, the protest actions have been maintained in the city and not in the Cuatro Altos, as in the previous 10 days. On the other hand, some stores in the city of Colón keep their doors semi-open for their sales. The plenary session of the Electoral Court, the Tribunal Electoral, agreed to the request of the National Directorate of Electoral Organization and declared the suspension of the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli in his capacity as President of the Realizing Goals, the RM Party. This was recorded in Edict 27-2022, published on the morning of this Thursday, the 19th of May. The plenary session of this court is made up of magistrates Alfredo Junca, Ariberto Arús and Eduardo Valdez Escofri. The edict also bears the signature of Martha Varela de Duran, General Secretary of the Tribunal Electoral. It is worth mentioning that the suspension also applies to the rest of the directors of the RM. To notify the interested parties, they post the edict in a visible place in the General Secretariat of the Tribunal Electoral, and it was done on Thursday at 8 a.m. For a period of 24 hours, it was stated. In other words, it will be necessary to wait at least 24 hours until this Friday for the decision to be executed, the parties being notified. It will be at that moment when former President Martinelli loses his jurisdictional privilege. It must be remembered that on the 12th of May, in a bulletin published by the Tribunal Electoral, the head of the National Electoral Organization Directorate in charge, that's Santana Díaz, asked the magistrates to order the suspension of the validity of the criminal electoral jurisdiction and labour that the members have on the occasion of the election process of the boards of directors of youth and women of the Realizing Goals Party until the rigorous procedures before the National Directorate of Electoral Organization have been completed and the call for elections is approved. New elections and the legal conditions provided for in the electoral code that allow the respective jurisdictions to be acquired again. In the ruling, the magistrates indicate that just as the Tribunal Electoral plenary session ruled in 2016, quote, if the electoral process has been stopped or suspended and the calendar interrupted, there cannot be any type of electoral jurisdiction, since its nature is intrinsic to an ongoing process. On April the 24th, RM held internal elections to choose the directives of the Secretariats of Youth and Women, but the two lists that competed against or agreed that due to irregularities, it was necessary to hold new elections. These elections were held despite the fact that there were two attempts by the RM leadership to postpone them until after May the 19th. Well, this is when the hearing for the new business case resumes, which is followed by a total of 46 defendants, i.e. among them, the former president, Ricardo Martinelli, the alleged commission of the crime against the economic order in the form of money laundering. The Chancellor of the Republic, Erica Moines, said that Panama has issues to move forward and an action plan with the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF. This is to address deficiencies in money laundering, but said they can't catch us as a goat, expiratory, where they put us in all the headlines, when really we're not the problem. These statements were made on Thursday, the 19th of May, within the framework of the Bloomberg New Economy Gateway Latin America, which is being held in Panama. The day before, in the same forum, but in an interview with Bloomberg, Moines referred to a recent report that indicates that the G7 countries are among those with the greatest financial secrecy and questioned why Panama is on the grey list. The Chancellor referred to the Financial Secrecy Index, which is published by the non-governmental organization Tax Justice Network. The report noted that the United States ranks first among the countries that most favor people hiding their wealth from the rule of law and has received the worst score recorded to date since the ranking began in 2009. The Tax Justice Network further noted that the provision of financial secrecy services, such as those used by Russian oligarchs, tax evaders, and corrupt politicians, is declining around the world due to transparency reforms, but that only five G7 countries, the United States, United Kingdom, Japan, Germany, and Italy, are responsible for more than halving progress against financial secrecy worldwide. The minister mentioned that some of these countries in the interview and questioned that none of them are on grey lists drawn up by international organisations. Panama ranked 18th in the Tax Justice Network classification. The closer to first place a country ranks, the more a jurisdiction is considered to contribute to financial secrecy. The position of each country in the ranking is calculated by combining an opacity score and the weight of the jurisdiction at a global level. In the case of Panama, the opacity is high, according to the study, 73 out of 100, but it is a jurisdiction that is not used as much. The report makes as an example a comparison between Panama and the United Kingdom. Panama is more opaque than the United Kingdom, but the United Kingdom is much more widely used as a destination for offshore wealth, making the UK a bigger provider of financial secrecy in practice. The third liquidator court of criminal causes in charge of Judge Baloisa Martinez was supposed to resume this Thursday morning the preliminary hearing of the process that is being followed for alleged money laundering in the purchase of the Group Electora Panama America, SAR, PASA, allegedly with public funds, the new business case. In this process, there are 46 accused for the alleged commission of the crime against the economic order in the form of money laundering. However, Judge Martinez had to suspend the act because four lawyers did not appear and did not present any justification. Each was reprimanded with a $100 fine. Two other attorneys did file a medical incapacity. The lawyers who did not justify their absence were Basilio González, Rodolfo Palma, Joaquim Rogers and José María Castillo. Meanwhile, Alfredo Vallarino and Gladys Quintero presented medical excuses. Gilberto Perez, this is from the law firm José María Castillo y Asociados, informed that for several weeks their power of attorney in this case had been revoked and that this had been notified to the court. In view of this, he added that he does not know the reasons why they are kept as lawyers in this process. The third court for criminal cases has established an alternate date for this hearing from July the 4th to the 6th. Obviously, for the public ministry, it is an inconvenience, said Elmerdo Marquez of the Specialized Prosecutor's Office against Organized Crime, about the suspension of the preliminary hearing. Marquez added that the public ministry was prepared to make all the supporting documents corresponding to the case where they would request the call to trial for 21 people. The preliminary hearing in this case began on the 27th of January, but was suspended due to the presentation by the legal team of former President Ricardo Martinelli, one of the defendants in the case, a certification of criminal electoral jurisdiction that was issued by the Tribunal Electoral. And it is that after the ruling of the Tribunal Electoral on the 22nd of March, which maintained the electoral jurisdiction of the former president, Judge Marcinus decided to separate Martinelli from the process. For this Thursday, in the resumption of the hearing for the new business case, 16 private technical defenders and 4 public defenders were to participate. Now, this investigation consists of 168 volumes. It began in 2017. For the first time in our Republican life, the children of a former Panamanian president are guilty before the U.S. justice system. This is of crimes associated with money laundering. And like many pages of our history, this one leaves behind a not inconsiderable international trail. Criminal cases in Panama, self-exile in the United States, migratory caravan through Central America, capture in Guatemala, extradition in jail in Brooklyn. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, 42 and 40 years of age, respectively, will know tomorrow, or today rather, now, in New York at 4 p.m. This is 3 o'clock Panama time. The sentence that corresponds to them after having pleaded guilty in December of 2021 of conspiring to launder $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht using the U.S. financial system for the benefit of a, quote, senior Panamanian official, unquote, who in addition is a, quote, close relative, close of both. The identity of the family member has not yet been officially revealed. Prosecutors from the Eastern District of New York have also said that the defendants received another $30 million, but in euros, in additional bribes. This is in banks in other jurisdictions, but the crimes were consummated in Panama. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares launched their father's presidential mandate with the approaches to Odebrecht, even before Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal took office on the 1st of July in 2009. They ended it 5 years later in the most absolute ostracism, stalked for 2 investigations by the Attorney General's Office for alleged money laundering, Odebrecht and Blue Apple. The 2 processes involved the most powerful contractors from 2019 to 2014's period. The defendants never appeared in person. They left their lawyers and left. It's ironic that the foreign country in which they initially sought refuge is the one in which they have ended up being investigated, extradited, prosecuted, and, as of later today, convicted. That's it. There's our look. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.
What's happening locally? The news.
Close relative,